When did Laurel jump on her sister's sloppy seconds?
Did Thea pull off the Arsenal hood better than Roy?
And seriously, will we ever see Brick again?
Finally, will Oliver bang not only sisters, but also lesbian lovers? All this and more in this week's episode of Rogue Arrowed.
My name was Oliver Queen. For 3 years, I worked to save my city. But to save my sister, I had to become someone else. I had to become something else.
Hello, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 21 of the Rogue Arrow Podcast. As always, I am Daniel Janes.
And I'm Chris O'Neill, and that's all.
Yep, just us again. But that's alright. Season 3, Episode 21, titled Al-Sahim, and I like to subtitle it as Gone But Never Forgotten, because they say it like 8 times in this episode. It's written, the story is by Beth Schwartz, and the teleplay is Brian Ford Sullivan and Emilio Ortega Aldrich, and directed by Thor Freudenthal. And in this episode, Oliver goes through a rigorous transformation. The League of Assassins sets their sights on Nyssa, who is back in Starling City training Laurel. When Nyssa realizes they are coming, she arms up to face them alone, but Laurel asks Felicity and Diggle to help protect her new friend. And, yeah. So, when did Laurel jump on her sister's sloppy seconds?
Did Thea pull off the Arsenal hood better than Roy?
And seriously, will we ever see Brick again?
Finally, will Oliver bang not only sisters, but also lesbian lovers? All this and more in this week's episode of Rogue Arrowed. I'm not doing the growl thing, the throat, it's sore.
Yeah, and Laurel's the best at it, and my wife is sleeping, so I can't be extra loud on shit like that.
Maybe we should make her just record it for us so that we can dub it over.
Yeah. I'll go back and find one, maybe. Probably not. I don't know.
That works also.
Next time she does it, I will save it somewhere. Easy to find.
I like that. Yeah, because I have no idea how you store these files on your computer. Like, I don't know if you got, like, all nicely ordered, or it could all be just, like, it's all on my desktop, and I have no idea which one anyone is except the one that I'm currently working on.
No, I am definitely the organized version. It's just
that's good.
Easier. Yeah. So, this week's episode, ramping up to finale mode.
Yeah, I felt they needed to work more on showing us them the way that they were breaking Oliver.
Yeah.
It really felt like he got like a bucket of water thrown on him and, you know, oh, I'm broken. Like, shit. Like, he's been gone 3 weeks and they've done more damage than 5 years on the island and Hong Kong and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they have someone actively trying to break him down now, which makes sense that they were more effective, but yeah, 3 weeks to completely, you know, remove someone's identity, in theory.
And it's someone that's specifically as strong as he is.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to have a strong will to have survived. Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, I feel like they, I don't know, I think they needed one of those gap episodes. Like, we've had a lot of them this season, but, like, one where he's really, like, every time they cut to him, he's just being tortured. That would be, that would probably have made this work better.
Yeah, like, instead of flashbacks, just flash to that montage that we saw at the beginning, which is pretty cool, but yeah, definitely not enough to be, like, his whole life has changed.
Yeah, they could have put a bad guy in. The Scooby Gang could have been dealing with them, and he, every time they cut back, bit of the montage, maybe a little bit more, because I feel like there needed to be a bit more for him to be broken.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, this is just build up. I mean, Arrow's kind of time frame usually works out to the last two episodes of a season being kind of a two-part finale.
So with the kind of like conclusion in the beginning of the following season.
Yeah, exactly. The denouement, if you will. So, yeah, we've got two episodes left, so this is kind of just the calm before the storm. Like, they're usually not great at those episodes.
No, it's a shame. I don't know. I can see how to do it better, but whether or not I could actually write it better would, it's questionable. I can barely speak, let alone write.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I kind of similar lines is like I don't feel that we've seen enough of Laurel and Nyssa for her to get so uptight and defensive about Nyssa.
Yeah.
It didn't feel right and natural and fluid.
Yeah, actually, I've just realized there's another thing that we need to speak about in regards to Laurel, because there was a chunk of the episode in The Flash this week.
Yes. Which was the best Arrow episode in recent memory.
Which is a damn shame, quite honestly.
Yeah.
It was working on the relationship between her and her dad, and Cisco was there, which just makes everything better.
Yeah. Quick rundown is Cisco and Iris's dad go to Starling City to explore Detective Wells's past. And Laurel asks Cisco. Harrison Wells. Yeah.
Harrison Wells, not Detective Wells.
Yeah, sorry. and then Cisco makes Laurel the canary scream, which shows up in this episode. Or
yeah.
Tweaks it or whatever. Which was awesome.
Oh no, it was a complete change, because it was just a ball that Katie Lotz used to throw, and now it's like a necklace.
Yeah, and she can screech. Which was a pretty cool effect. I don't know if it 100% worked for me, but the sound effect, it didn't quite feel like powerful enough that it would have stopped Oliver in its tracks, but it made sense.
I think they needed some kind of some visual effect to maybe show directionality, because Diggle's ears didn't hurt.
Yeah,
he was standing next to him.
That's very true, which is a shame. There's a really great story in the comics that Black Canary uses her screech on someone, and then unintended through the wall is some guy that she makes go deaf. And then he eventually comes back and as a bad guy who's trying to get revenge. And it's really, really good. I'm not sure which one it is. I will try to look that up. But yeah, it's really interesting to have that kind of power, because it does have a massive effect on people.
Yeah, I mean, I think the tech will be good. I think you're right, they need to work on the sound effect. I obviously agree with my own point about putting in directionality, but I think that would have been great if, like, the first time she used it, like, because she's a newbie, like, you just, they cut across the street and some dude's like, the fuck was that? Like, rubbing his ears.
Yeah. I mean, even if it was just, like, that line and then the guy walked off and there was nothing else from it, like, it could have, it could be a good gag. But, yeah, even, like, if the, she made Diggle go deaf, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, Diggle gets mad at her or pistol whips her, like, don't do that. I actually did a hand gesture of me pistol whipping someone while I said that. But since this is not a visual medium, it makes less sense.
That's wonderful. Yeah, so it's either Green Arrow, Black Canary, Volume 4 of Enemies List, or Volume 5, Big Game. Maybe Volume 6, 5 Stages. I think it's actually 5 Stages. So yeah, check that out. Written by Judd Winnick. He does some really good Green Arrow, Black Canary stuff. But yeah, alright. So Arrow.
Oh, that was still related.
Yeah.
Damon continues the League's ways, but through his own organization filled with a hive of agents devoted to his own agenda. Last year, he tried to purchase Malcolm Merlin's earthquake generator. He gave Gollum Cardia safe haven to Markovia, and he hired Mark Shaw to steal a secret file from Argus.
This was all the work of one man?
The list goes on. Many lives have been lost, others endangered. And all because I was slow to swing a vengeful sword, and I will not have my heir haunted by the same mistake.
What is it you wish me to do?
There is a rival who claims to be heir to the demon. And you must eliminate this threat from your reign. And you must do so without mercy.
I'm struggling to think of, like, main plot points. I mean, Thea was more interesting this episode. We were discussing this before we started recording.
Yeah, very true. She's got a lot going on. Because she's grieving with everyone else, but she's also, like, taking up the mantle. Because Roy is gone and now Oliver is gone, so who's left? But, you know, that's a natural change, a natural progression, because she's been trained by Malcolm earlier this season. And yeah. Now there's
She's also one of the very few people who's fought Ra's al Ghul, which makes her interesting and lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
And surely we're gonna see Oliver after reluctantly fighting it, training her.
Yeah.
Or even if they got that guy that was originally training, what's her name, Laurel, to come back and train her a bit. Although I'd be perfectly fine if it was just Malcolm Merlin training her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows his shit.
Yeah.
I have to say, she looked fantastic doing it, which that's got nothing to do with, like, how interesting the actual character is. But I have to say, this episode for me, she had it all over Felicity Smoke, which is the first time I think I've said that on this podcast.
Yeah, it's true. I think it has something to do with her being interesting and Laurel just kind of being whiny and sad.
Yeah. Also, I don't know. Laurel's face has somehow gotten longer. She didn't need to lose weight, but because she's doing all that training shit to look like a superhero, like, her face has gone almost gaunt. So I just feel like I need to give her some chicken wings.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like I can comment on anyone's bodies because I'm really out of shape. So.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fat as fuck. It's not my place to talk about it at all, but I do it anyway because I'm a pig.
That's fair. Awesome. Yeah. So in the flashback, we could talk about that because people are dying.
Yeah. This flashback's being dragged out properly, isn't it?
Yeah. But we did get a couple good moments in this episode. Because, like, when they go up to the van and they're handing out the virus by saying it's a vaccine and just giving it to people.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious in a really, really awful, morbid way.
No, I like that. Like, if you're gonna have an evil, make sure they're properly evil.
Yeah. Still don't really know why they're blowing up Hong Kong. Like, I don't think that was ever even mentioned, discussed. Even, like, way off to the side, it just hasn't been there at all.
Yeah, it's like, they're like, oh, we need to do something with this Hong Kong thing. All right, let's blow it up. Because normally when, you know, movies and stuff talk about Hong Kong, they always throw in some kind of myth based on a rumor from when there was the handover from the English back to the Chinese. But this is well after that date.
Yeah. I don't know. That flashbacks have always been fairly problematic on this show. But that's not going to change.
I think a lot of it in the first season was quite good.
Yeah.
But they're running out of ideas and fast.
Yeah, they're dragging things out. But we've been down this road before, so let's not continue.
Yeah. And no one's won the death pool yet because, sorry, I just remembered that, you know, it looked like Oliver killed Diggle at the beginning. I'm like, well, shit, someone's going to get comics. But no.
Yeah. Yep. Which was interesting. I think the League stuff this episode was fairly interesting. Because we get a lot of backstory for Ra's al Ghul. Or the current Ra's al Ghul, at least, since that's a title now, and not a dude. So we get his story of the fighting Damien Darhk, which is a dude from the comics.
I was going to say, it sounded like a comic name. It's got that beautiful alliteration.
Yeah. And he's not like a very big comic character. But yeah, let's see, where is he?
Yeah, I like the way that they did that and that they didn't give him a flashback. Like, he monologued the whole thing. And I because this show's so big on flashbacks, I was just glad to see them mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And do it in detail and not just be like, I'm sad because of this in my past.
Yeah.
Like, he walked the you know, dead village where he was from, and, you know, that added power to it. He wasn't just sitting on his throne and talking. I have to say that was probably one of my favorite bits about the episode, was the way they did that.
I would agree with that. Yeah, Damien Darhk is related to Hive, who's been rumored to be the big bad of next season. So, yeah, which is weird that Ra's al Ghul is kind of a gateway into a lesser known huge villain. But I think it has good potential, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm worried that they're going to try and kill him off, like Ra's. I just don't think it should be done.
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially since they're using the Lazarus pit in it as well.
I mean, they certainly set up the groundwork for it to be reasonable for him to die with the whole, oh yeah, the pit doesn't work on me as well anymore. We're going to make an heir out of Oliver so that he can take over. So it wouldn't surprise me. I'm not sure I'm fully with it yet, because Oliver is not going to end up as the new Raish, which means it would pass to Maseo, I would imagine, or Nyssa.
Although Nyssa seems to not, she's clearly kind of acclimatizing to, you know, civilized culture outside of the outside of the League of Assassins.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, because they did need to humanize her, because she wasn't, like, we know that she was Sarah's ex-lover, but otherwise she's just, she's a robot.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they've painted her. Yeah, so it was good to see her being humanized a bit. So I'd be surprised if she ended up being the new Ra's al Ghul.
Right. Which leads also, me to Maseo.
Yeah, I was going to say, I also think it's not just a title, it's a name. It's like Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right.
It's a person still. It just, the name keeps transferring.
Yeah. The first of his name. The last of his name.
Yeah.
So on and so forth.
It's possible, and I stress, possible that Oliver is back in town with the League.
I don't understand. Why would Ollie come back here?
They're after Nyssa.
Ollie would never...
Nyssa thinks he's under some sort of League mind voodoo. But it's gonna be fine. We're handling it.
You are a terrible liar.
It is true.
Do you know where he is? I mean, maybe I could just talk to him.
I don't know what doctor's orders are for when someone gets brought back from the dead, but I am pretty sure getting into a fight with the League of Assassins goes against them.
I can't get through to him.
Please, Thea. Oliver wouldn't want you involved. He did what he did so that you would stay out of harm's way.
Sounds like Oliver.
While we're on Nyssa, I don't feel like we've seen enough of Nyssa and Laurel before this episode to be... I wasn't fully convinced that she would lay down everything to save her from Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... We have her as a wannabe superhero, so she's obviously going to save her because of that. But I don't feel like, I don't know. It just didn't feel, I didn't feel the connection that they had.
Yeah, because all we've seen previously is a couple of like conversations, some snarky comments, and some tips on how she can fight. There's never been that much of a personal connection. Oh, there was the talk about her dead sister, but I mean, that was a long time ago, and yeah. Since then, I had falling out. So.
Right. So, basically, I just feel like we could have used a couple scenes of those two together in the last couple episodes to, you know, gradually build up to it, and then it would have worked for me. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been good. And yeah, I don't find Nyssa that interesting. I found Summer Glau's character more interesting, although I've forgotten her name now.
Elizabeth Rushev.
Yeah, that's it. I was thinking Rorschach. I'm like, no, that's not right. That's Watchmen.
Yeah, that's a bit different. Yeah, I haven't found Nyssa interesting since roughly the first scene that she's in, which is her in a airport just being intimidating.
But, yeah, I feel like there's a lot that they could probably do with her, but they just haven't let the character grow in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Because Dick is military trained and he's interesting.
Yeah.
Like he's been that hardwired, you know, straight edge kind of person. Like these are the rules, this is how we do it.
Yeah. One random note about this episode is there's a lot of like girl and girl action. Okay, maybe not the best phrase. Yeah. But there's so many scenes with a lot of females in it, which is great. The fact that that's a kind of a big deal is not great. Like, it should just be normal that, you know, Laurel and Nyssa are hanging out together, and Thea and Felicity are hanging out with Diggle and his wife.
Yeah, no, it was good to see female heavy cast, and, you know, because they're meant to be powerful women. I mean, Felicity Smoke's obviously, you know, more comic relief, but she's still a powerful character. They should be using the females that way, because they are. For all the sexist and horrible jokes that I say while we're podcasting, like, there's nothing better than like a good, strong female character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially one that doesn't need a dude to be an interesting, strong female character.
Yeah. Yeah, like Thea, this episode, perfect example. She doesn't have a boyfriend, and all she's trying to do is save her big brother. Like, that's not needing a man. That's her flying in as the hero.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really exciting to see Thea again. This is kind of the Thea I was hoping for as soon as we saw her in the pilot episode.
Where they were down at that fake island, Carcassonne or something. No, Carcassonne's like a city in France. The coast of something or the Maltese. I can't remember. Whatever. I was kind of hoping she'd go super villainy and then be turned back to the light side. But that was my own personal preference.
That could have easily been done this season. But yeah, I don't know how it would have worked over the Ra's al Ghul story.
I think they would have had to have like ditched it, made Malcolm the big bad again.
Right.
With Mysterious Apprentice.
Yeah. I don't know. Could have been cool.
It could have been really cool.
But they went this way. So, yeah.
We should write TV shows.
We should. So it's good to see they're still trying to sell tablets.
What is it? The Surface?
Yeah, pretty heavy on the product placement.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, they need to make money.
Yeah. No, it's totally fine that they do it. It's just fun to point it out and laugh at it.
Yeah. I don't even have one of those tablets. I've got a Samsung.
Nice.
Which I didn't pay for. I got it from my friend's work.
Nice.
Because he's a developer and it's one of the developing ones, which is currently got games on it.
Good times.
Thanks, Aiden.
Yeah. So I guess we could just jump into the big standoff at the end of this episode then, where Oliver kidnaps, what's her name? I can never remember her name.
Nyssa?
No, the Diggle's wife.
Oh, right. Jesus Christ. I forgot all about that bit. Like, that's pretty bad that this was happening. And, like, because as we discussed earlier, they didn't really build up this, like, broken man thing. Mm-hmm. He just seems like a dick. Like, yeah. I had no sympathy because I thought it was like too fast paced to end up with him going to that kind of extreme.
Yeah, also like they say talk a lot about how you can't be part of your past. So they make it seem like you're kind of supposed to just forget about your past. And then how would Oliver know to kidnap Diggle's wife? Lila. Lila is the name.
Oh, thank you.
That was bugging me. So, like, yeah, I don't know. Just they're trying to do two separate things that don't really jive with each other.
Yeah, it was one of the weakest points in the episode. Also, I don't know why Diggle was using a sword. Just shoot him.
Yeah, and since we've seen Diggle with a sword roughly 0 times before now, I'd hard to believe that he would stand up to Oliver very long.
Exactly. And he didn't get trained by what is it, an ASIS agent from Australia who apparently has a machete as like standard equipment.
Exactly.
I checked on that, they don't.
Yeah. I don't know. That standoff was pretty interesting. And then the fight was really cool.
Yeah, the fight choreography this season is really top notch.
Yeah, there's been a few misses, but this episode was good.
Yeah, the misses have always been with the wire work more so than the choreography for like the actual fights.
That's true.
Well, in my opinion at least, like, because it was like Roy and Oliver like just kind of gliding down from high places, like no, that's not how that works. Physics, come on.
Gravity. Yeah. And then they finally get Nissa to go back to Nanda Parbat, and turns out she stole something from Ra's al Ghul, and it was the Alpha and Omega, maybe? I don't know. That
Yeah, it
part
was the upper mega.
was just like, what is going on? Why are you adding in plot things this late in the episode? Yeah, but as a preview for the finale, where they're gonna try to set off Alpha and Omega in Starling City, because that's how finales work in this show, is they take the bad thing from the flashbacks and make it present in the present.
Yeah, I mean, every single season, even the first one, because it was the father talking about the undertaking, and
Yeah.
it comes to fruition, like a Mirakuru last season, and now the Alpha and Omega. I would like to see it changed up for next season,
Yeah, they need
since I.
to not have the giant plots tie in with the giant plots.
Yeah, that's not how that should work. I want to see the flashbacks as training only. Like, I want to see Oliver run into another window and not go through it again. That's what the flashbacks are for. And
Yeah.
then have the main plot be the main plot. No, I don't want any reference to it in the fucking flash.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, they could certainly do plots in the flashbacks, just don't tie them in
Separate.
so heavily and don't make them be the basis of the finale. I want to see a separate story unfolding, which they did a fairly good job with season one up until like the very end, with the whole fires bit and the they're trying to escape and the all this extra stuff. And then yeah, I'd say that season one is definitely the best version so far. And I'm including season three based on what I imagine the finale is going to be. I hope to be proven
Yeah.
wrong in 2 weeks, but I doubt it. Yeah.
Oh, and we should note that Ray Palmer was mysteriously missing this week.
Right, but they did have a new base set up in his building, which is interesting.
Yeah, because we know that he has a spin-off coming, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to be gone, and there's just going to be Palmer Technologies.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't want another TV show to watch. I'll say it. I'm not scared. Yeah, I don't know.
Awkward. It's going to be good. I'd rather be watching Penny Dreadful at the moment, quite honestly.
Yeah.
But I digress. Sorry.
I can see now you do not require a culling to solidify your reign. You have broken your rival, Elsa Him. Something I was unable to do as heir. Spilling her blood now would only serve as gluttony. Perhaps her blood could be of another purpose. As a means to unite our families. You as husband, and you as wife.
I would rather die than become his betrothed.
Well, your wishes were no longer my concern from the moment you betrayed me. So you will marry Alzheim. And you will become bride of the demon.
Did we cover the questions? I guess we kind of jumped on the... or talked about Laurel jumping on her sister's sloppy seconds. My other question, seriously, will we ever see Brick again? Probably, because I think he's just in jail. I don't even remember, though.
What's the local jail to them? Is it Blackgate?
Sure, that sounds right. I don't know. They haven't talked about it in a while.
Yeah, I think it was Blackgate, which I only know because of the Arkham games.
Yeah.
Did Thea pull off the Arsenal hood better than Roy? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, she did. She looked fantastic in it, and she looked like a total badass with the bow and arrow. I was really, really impressed. Also, Oliver cutting the arrow, like, in half and then pulling it out of his arm, that was a nice touch in this episode.
Yeah.
And will Oliver bang not only sisters but lesbian lovers? So he's banged Laurel, he banged Sarah, and Sarah's girlfriend was Nyssa, and now they're getting married, so I'm going with maybe?
Probably. Eskimo sisters.
The only way it could be better is if Laurel ends up sleeping with her, and then that can be her revenge on Sarah for stealing her boyfriend.
Oh, man. This is getting really ridiculous. Sitcom-y. Not sitcom-y. Soap opera-y.
Thanks, CW.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about the wedding, because they're getting married. Because when you try to kill somebody, if it doesn't work, as soon as you're willing to kill somebody, you should stop and marry them, I think, is the general rule.
And how is marriage going for you again?
Great.
We wanted to kill each other, and now we're married. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I say that as a joke.
Yes, obviously. Yeah, it's just, it was a weird twist for the sake of being a weird twist. Not sure how that's going to go down. Unless they, like, get married and then Oliver quits and is like, hey, Nyssa, take over. But, yeah, I don't know.
But then he's still married, you know.
Right. I don't know. I feel like they are writing themselves into a corner with that and no idea what's going to happen, so.
Yeah, I genuinely can't guess what's going to happen with that. they're either going to get married or they're not. It can only go two ways, but I really couldn't say. I wouldn't put money on either particular way.
Yeah. I just having trouble caring enough to actually think about it long enough to come up with a guess.
Yeah. Oh, doesn't matter. I mean, it's really unimportant compared to, you know, everything else that happens.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on this episode?
No, I didn't even get quotes for this one. There was nothing.
I have one.
Please.
Somebody says, "You are a terrible liar." And Felicity says, "That is true." I think it's actually Ray, maybe? No. No, because it's Ray's thing. I thought he was here for one split second or something. No, Diggle maybe? I don't know.
Sounds like something he says, Felicity, you're a terrible liar, then, yeah.
No, I think it's Laurel, actually. I don't know. Go back to the tapes.
Yeah, as I say, it wasn't a particularly quotable episode.
Yeah. Just build up. But balls will be rolling next episode, next week.
Yeah, I hope for something a little better structured.
Yeah. So, until then, check us out at roguearrow.blogspot.com. Shoot us an email at roguearrow@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, rate and review us on iTunes, check out our other shows at almproductions.net. Join us next week for episode called This Is Your Sword. And until then, I am Daniel Janes.
And I'm Chris O'Neill.
And hopefully we'll have more people next week.
That would be good.
So, yeah. Rogue Arrow Podcast is an Autological Media Productions podcast. Leave us feedback at roguearrow.blogspot.com or shoot us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook and rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want to check out our other shows, go to almproductions.net. As always, thank you for listening.